You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. And finally, Privacy Commissioner John Edwards said this morning he is launching a probe into what personal information landlords demand from prospective tenants and how they use it. I spoke to him about it this morning, and I began by asking how some landlords breach the privacy of tenants. So why is it a breach of privacy to ask tenants to provide bank statements and place quote-unquote bad tenants on Facebook pages?
Well, starting at the beginning, agencies are supposed to only collect information they need. So this is called the data minimization principle. A number of tenants have reported to us that they're being asked to provide what they regard as excessive amounts of personal information, things like their social media accounts, details of their friends and family. Excessive financial transaction information. A landlord might have a legitimate need to have evidence of a prospective tenant's ability to meet their rent obligations, but that doesn't necessarily mean studying every element of their financial life, including where they spend their money. All they need to know is how much you're earning, how much you're spending, is there enough there to meet your obligations to this tenancy. So that's the first point about the over-collection of information that we're looking into and are a bit concerned about. The second point that you've asked about is the alleged blacklist. Now, we haven't looked into these in detail, but we are concerned of reports that some property managers and landlords are pooling information, sharing it, which can have the effect of excluding people from the rental market without them even knowing that that's happening, or knowing the basis on which it's happening, or having the opportunity to comment or correct inaccurate information. So we're interested in knowing what they think the legal basis for that is. Are they telling people who sign up for tenancies that they are part of these kind of networks? What are the steps they're taking to ensure the accuracy of information which is put into these databases? And these are quite important points. Any tenant who believes they have been included on a blacklist is entitled under the Privacy Act to ask those agencies to tell them what information they have about them, and they should do that.
Right, but basing on that, how much information is actually okay for a landlord to collect about their tenants?
Well, they're entitled to collect as much as they need and not more. Now, I know that sounds a bit grey. There is an element of greyness in there. What we're going to do over the coming months is understand what the practices are out there, the variety of practices that landlords are using, what tenants' expectations are, and how the legitimate needs of landlords can be met in ways that are still respectful of tenants and not over-collection. So we're going to have to put in a bit more explicit guidance, I think. We tried this a couple of years ago. We put out some guidance which said, here's some stuff you should never collect. Here's some stuff which, you know, maybe you collect at the final point of screening a favoured tenant, but not as a precondition to inspecting a flat. And here's stuff that it's always okay to collect.
Right. You said earlier that under the Privacy Act, a tenant is entitled to know if their private details are being put on some Facebook groups. So if a tenant out there suspects, I think my name might be on some Facebook groups, what should they need to do to inform their landlord to release this information to them?
They just need to write to them and ask them. They can actually use a tool that we've developed and put on our website. It's called About Me. So you go to privacy.org.nz, you find the link for About Me, and that allows you to direct your query to your former landlord or your current landlord or the property manager or the Facebook page or whatever it is, and to say, please disclose under the Privacy Act everything that you have about me. And that will then go to that agency, and it will give guidance from our office about what their obligations are, having received that. And if they don't hear back within 20 working days, they can get in touch with us and we can contact the landlord and remind them about their obligations.
How do we ensure that tenants will understand their privacy rights, like the information that you told me earlier doesn't seem to be widely available?
Yeah, it's such a wide and diverse market, it's hard to reach all tenants with accessible information, and it's something that I think we need to be doing better. We're going to work with landlords associations and the property managers, different collectives. We'll try and work through tenants associations as well and community law centres and make sure that everybody's got good information about what the rules are and where those limits are.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.